Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on key cabinet decisions. The participants are Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Shishir Sinha, noted expert, and today we would be discussing on cabinet decisions chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. These cabinet decisions have focused the infrastructure spending in terms of the metro rail project in Pune and railway projects in Maharashtra and Gujarat, apart from the government spending on transportation and logistics, is the raw material scheme, which is known by the acronym REPM, which is linked to the extraction of raw materials, rare earths, and to do that, you have the PLI scheme, so that our dependence on China comes down substantially. Manufacturing picks up, and more importantly, our Atmanirbharta, self-reliance in business, goes up. It will have a cascading effect on our gross domestic product as well. Shishir Sinha, good to have you on this program, and today seems to be quite an interesting day in terms of the announcements made by the cabinet.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it's really a very important announcement. You just need to keep three things in mind. First, we are talking about boosting the mobile manufacturing, mobile handset manufacturing in India. Second, we are also trying to boost automobile, especially the e-vehicles. And third, there are various other kind of industrial products. All these three needs something which is called magnet. And that magnet, for that magnet, there is a huge dependency on China. We have seen during COVID period, because of the dependency on China, the productions got affected. Even last year, because of some crisis and because of some kind of restriction from China, our automobile industry got affected. Now we are talking about setting up 5 units to produce what we call as a rare earth permanent magnet. Basically, just to give perspective on this to our listener, this magnet is nothing but what we get from some powder. And India is really has a very, very huge powder storage. I mean, in terms of the rare earth, we are number 3 in global. It's something around 6.3, 6.4 million metric ton capacity we have. So considering all those things, the government has now come up with an incentive scheme. So whether it is a government owned company or the private sector company, they are going to set up unit, and those unit will produce what we call as a magnet. And those magnet will be used for toy industry. Those magnet will be used for the mobile handset industry. Those magnet will be used for the automobile industry. And you need to connect this with the two other schemes. One is called semiconductor scheme, and the third one is also various PLI schemes for different manufacturing sector. So if you combine all those, when we are talking about boosting the manufacturing sector, needs not just the finished product, but also the raw material or the input. And if you have self-dependency or more dependency from the domestic source for the raw material, that is going to boost the manufacturing. We need to remember that at this moment, manufacturing has a share of around 16% to 17%. And our target is to increase at least up to 25%. That needs all these supply chain deficiencies to be filled up. And this announcement is going to help that filling up that supply chain gap.
Let's now hear about the sintered rare earth permanent magnet scheme to promote manufacturing with an outlay of 7,280 crore rupees announced by the cabinet committee on economic affairs.
हम सब जानते हैं कि rare earth और permanent magnet ये आज एक strategic sector से जुड़ी हुई चीज बन चुकी है. करीब करीब बहुत सारी चीजों की manufacturing, चाहे वो car हो, चाहे electronics के items हो, उनकी manufacturing बंद हो गई. इस स्ट्रैटेजिक सेक्टर की इम्पोर्टेंस को समझते हुए माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने पहले सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन बनाया और आज कैबिनेट में माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने अप्रूव किया है परमानेंट मैग्नेट के मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का बड़ा प्रोग्राम एक आज अप्रूव किया है. इसका उपयोग इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स में, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स में, डिफेंस में, एरोस्पेस में, इतने सारे सेक्टर्स हैं, मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट में, कई जगह परमानेंट मैग्नेट का उपयोग.
Integrated manufacturing facilities, how is that going to be set up? How is this factory system being conceived? You mentioned about supply chain. Earlier, the subject matter used to be on management. Today, it's about ensuring that your vertical integration is in place so that your supply chain networks are not affected. You mentioned about COVID, that's a big risk. And if your relationships are poor, then clearly industries are affected. You also have the tariff war where protectionism is now policy by developed countries as well. So tell us about this factory system, the integrated manufacturing facilities.
So most of the companies which are producing mobile handset or automobile industries and even the steel manufacturers, they are interested in setting up these units. You have your own backup system. You have your own captive system. Take the example of mobile handset manufacturer. They have to depend upon China, sometimes they have to depend upon Taiwan to get the chip. And if there is any kind of supply disruption, then their manufacturing plan will get affected. That means their global supply will also getting affected. But if they are setting up their own units to produce this magnet, that is going to resolve this issue. The other thing is that when we are talking about 7,280 crore rupees, actually this is the incentive. The actual investment will be at least 3 times more than that. So you can think about something around 21,000 to 22,000 crore rupees of investment by the private sector as well as the government companies. And these companies will make a bid for setting up the plant. Government will scan it and they will provide capital subsidy as well as the production linked incentives. So combination of these two will promote these companies to set up their back-end units. And that backup units will help in the setting up the integrated manufacturing unit where you have your own input manufacturing, you have the finished product manufacturing, and there will be no disruptions in the supply chain at your level, and that is going to help you to contribute bigger in a bigger way in the export or in the meeting the domestic demand.
So for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, the value that rare earths bring to the table is really converting metals into alloys. And that is really the building block for the finished product, whether it's the magnet or for that matter, semiconductor chip as well. In terms of technological progress, how far have we moved to ensure that, you know, just a supply chain network is not enough? You need to also have the capabilities, the competencies to be able to convert that into a finished product and then serve the market.
You have a lot of Korean companies and the Japanese companies involved in mobile handset manufacturing and the automobile manufacturing. Those units are very much interesting and they already have the technology to prepare this kind of magnet. At the same time, some companies from Australia are very much interested in setting up the plant there. So I believe the technology transfer will not be a big issue because many of the companies are interested. And at the same time, the companies which are already in the manufacturing of the finished product, they also want to enter into this venture. So technological, there will be no issue. And this boost is coming from the incentive, which is 7,280 crore rupees. So that is why at this moment we are talking about 5 units of 1200 MTPA. That's a million ton per annum. But you may see more than 5 units. You may see more than 7 or 8 units. And within 3 to 4 years, the requirement at this moment for this magnet is around 4,000 to 5,000 million ton. So if 6,000 capacity we have and more companies are coming into this particular field, that means the existing capacity will be much more than the requirement. First, we will have to fulfill the domestic need. And then there is a possibility that after 5 to 7 years, we may be in a position to export to other countries also.
So typically understanding when we look at schemes like this is to fulfill a need, but there is also the capacity building that you mentioned, and that's only possible if MSMEs are involved and the employment that it generates because of the value creation associated with rare earths. So do tell us something about that in terms of startups, established companies, how they are going to benefit from this.
For this, you just need to understand the topography of Manesar, which is in the NCR. One of the companies set up plant there. When a company, a large manufacturing unit is being set up, that means you need support from number of small companies. You also need some kind of technological support from the startup. So when these kind of units are going to be set up, these will be very, very highly technical companies. They already have some kind of manufacturing facility. They just need to go for what we call as a back-end integration. So when they are going for back-end integration, they need some technological support. They also need some kind of logistic support, some kind of human resources support. So for all those things, the startup and the MSME will be helpful in a bigger way. And we have seen this kind of success in various other fields.
Let's now move on to the other announcement, which is the infrastructure push. Now, we've been hearing about this, and we have both witnessed and taken the benefit of infrastructure being set up. The spending has been announced as well, and this has been going on since 2014. So now we have the metro rail project in Pune, almost 10,000 crore rupees. You also have the railway projects in Maharashtra and Gujarat to the tune of 2,781 crore rupees. The railway projects in Maharashtra and Gujarat, because connectivity has been a very big push by the states of Gujarat and Maharashtra. Let's now hear about the construction of the line for the metro rail project in Pune.
One by one, Pune ke metro network ko strengthen karne ka lagatar decision liya ja. आज बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया. ये एग्जिस्टिंग दोनों लाइंस हैं जो कि नॉर्थ साउथ और ईस्ट वेस्ट को कवर करती है. ये दोनों ऑपरेशनल लाइंस और जो येलो में आ रही है ये सारी अंडर कंस्ट्रक्शन लाइंस. इनका कंस्ट्रक्शन अभी चल रहा है और आज अप्रूवल हुआ है ये दो नए लाइंस का, लाइन 4 एंड लाइन 4A. ये जो खड़कवासला ये वाला एरिया है और ये कंप्लीट जो कोथरूड और वर्जे और माणिक बाग और राजाराम ब्रिज और ये सारा जो कंप्लीटली हाईली डेंस पॉपुलेशन का एरिया है और अच्छा रैपिडली ग्रोइंग एरिया है, इस एरिया को केटर करेगा ये आज का अप्रूवल.
Especially if you talk about the metro in Pune, where we are going to have almost 100 kilometer after the completion of this particular phase, which has been announced by government today. Any city which is expanding, where we are seeing a lot of industrialization, the mass rapid transit system is also need to be given encouragement. We have seen that we have this MRTS between UP and Delhi that is also going to cut down the traveling time. So all those things are especially important, keeping in mind the industrialization, growing population and growing urbanization. Next phase of Pune Metro is really going to be big boost. Talking about railway project in Maharashtra, that is basically if you talk about the suburban connectivity in Mumbai and also for the long distance train for Chennai and Bengaluru from Mumbai, for those area, that additional capacity which is going to be built up on that, that is really going to be helpful. And one more thing we need to keep in mind, that when we talk about railway project, that is going to shift freight transportation from road to railway. Sometimes we are facing a problem because of the capacity constraint, especially in terms of the railway track. Of course, in many part of the countries, railway tracks are giving some kind of support, but we need more and more. And this particular project, which is going to be in Maharashtra as well as in Gujarat, is going to help to shift that transportation of goods from road to rail.
So it's about 224 kilometers extension, 141 kilometers Devbhumi Dwarka, and doubling with that Badlapur Karjat. This is 32 kilometers. This is all under the Prime Minister Gati Shakti National Master Plan. Could you tell us something about that as well?
So when we talk about Gati Shakti, basically it is talking about integrating all the transportation means, whether we talk about road, whether we talk about sea, whether we talk about air, and whether we talk about the railway. Another important factor is how to provide the point-to-point connectivity. Suppose that from one point to other point you have taken good through railway, and from that railway yard to the factory you need some kind of road support. So there we need to find out where that gap is there. So you have laid down the railway track, but the point at which the railway track is going to end, from there to factory or for the industrial location, do we have enough road connectivity or not? And that is the core strength of Gati Shakti. So when we talk about Gati Shakti, from the word itself we have to provide strength to the speed. So when we need to provide the strength to speed, it is also critical from the point of view of bringing down the logistic costs. At this moment the logistic cost is in the double digit, and for increasing our competitiveness, especially for the export oriented industry, we need to bring it down to single digit. The government has set up a target of bringing it down to 6-7% or 8%, and that needs more and more and more effective implementation of Gati Shakti. That means integrating various transportation means, that means from market to factory, how to take the goods at the lower cost.
Well, it's all about efficiency at the end of the day and putting your plan into action, and that's what the outlay is telling us. Almost 20,000 crore rupees addressing transportation and logistics,
yeah.
And of course raw material extraction as well, specifically magnets, REPM, and that's what they're calling it right now. Thank you so much, Shishi Sinha, for being with us on this program and explaining our listeners in depth what the outlay is really all about in terms of the metro rail project in Pune, the railway projects in Maharashtra and Gujarat, and raw material extraction under the PLI scheme with the outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. Thank you, Shishir, for being with us on this program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on key cabinet decisions. The participants were Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Spotlight.